We learned yesterday that Ashachlayim v'hagalgir shezoron lezera is misasren zera v'yerek. If his intent of, he planted it, he wanted to use the zroim of gargir, so it has a teres machol, and he's in Faker, the Iker is the Zroim, the Zera Sheboy, and it's Nigra Boso Dine Zroim, that you go Boso Shlish Giduloi, it's Zera, is a Din Mine Yofal Alaro. Al Koponim, the Zera of Galgir is Oymed Lachila. If you're Meiser, if you're Mafresh Meisers from it. Frag the Gemara Zere Gargir Lamai Chosi. What can one do with the Zroim of Gargir? Omar Rabbi Yochanan Shekain Rishainim Shloi Hoyolem Palpolin Shoichkin Oisoi Umadbilim Boyasatzli. Those who didn't have palpolin, so they grinded the Zera Gargir, and they used to be metabol boyes atzli. So it seems that this gives it a teiris oichel. Zog teisvis, rishaynim shloi hoyolem palpolim. Hiksha harab shimen. Im kein, mahai taime nami palpolim, chayovim b'maisa. It would seem that Rabbi Yochanan said that the Zera Gargir is a substitute for palpolim. Aber palpolim, bachavade gewissein chayiv b'maisa. Vim kein, and if it's chayiv b'maisa, metamen tumas oichlem. So it should be metamen tumas oichlem, doho boho tal yikidom bepeik bo simen. Whatever is a teures oichel, agabi maisa, is metamen tumas oichlem. Vohosam bigmore maisa, nimne vigomru, shein palpolim metamen tumas oichlem, it's a metamen tumas oichlem. So we see that palpolim, some emailus, so there's no chayiv maisa either. So how could it be if the whole mile of Zer Gargir is because it's a substitute of palpolin? So how can it be that palpolin alone is potter for Maisa? The Ritva brings down a teretz on this kasha that the Gemara there is speaking about palpolin yevation, and that taka doesn't have a teretz machel. And this Zer Gargir is a substitute of palpolin retivin. A fresh palpolim, that is a teres machel. So that's an akim taste, is the two types, we're speaking about two types of palpolim. Taste is vice taste, we're speaking about the same palpolim which is over there, is potamina maisa, is hechayeva maisa. This is a substitute of palpolim. V'yeshloima, so taste answers, the hod gargir chayev b'maisa, lav mishum de matbilen boy. This shimush of using it to dip in basal tzli, this doesn't give it a teiris machel. Elo, so what gives gargir a teiris machel? Elo mishum kshe shoychekin oisoi chozi lemechel be'enei. After you grind it, so then it's edible. Not b'teiris tibul, nor b'teiris machel. Aval ein regiles le sheichekoi kedei la ochloi. It seems people did not bother, perhaps it was difficult to grind it. So memele, for achila alone, people would not grind it. Elo kedei la tabel boy. Aval palplim gam ki nishcheko leichose benai pturi min amaisa. So, Be'emison, the Gemara is not saying the Iker reason why Gargir is Chayev B'maisa. No, the Iker reason is because it has a Teres Machel, it's Nechel. Aber weiss doch ois, if people wouldn't be Shoichikit, so it doesn't have a Teres Machel, because even though if they would be Shoichikit, it would have a Teres Machel, but people don't go into the bother to be Shoichikit. So that's why the Gemara says, but since L'maisa, people do go into the bada to be shoichikit l'shem tibul. So l'maisus, it's called a potential machel because of the shimush, and that, therefore it's chayev b'maisa. Rab Zeire ki avecholish migirsei have ozel v'yosev apischei d'Rab Yehuda bar Ami. when he was too weak to continue learning, so he used to go and sit by the door of the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yudah Barami. Omer ki nafki va'aylu rabbonon, when the Talmid HaChachamim will walk in or walk out, eikem mikamayu va'akabel buhu agre. So al kaponim, I don't have a head to learn, but al kaponim, I'll be mekayim vadalt apnei zoke, is memele, I'll be mekayim the mitzvah. Other stell sich vakabel buhu agre. Psaltiu kabodim am shamshin asarav al menas lakabel pras. He wants to do the mitzvah, let him do the mitzvah, but what's vakabel buhu agre? So others say, in Medrash it says, the schar of kime bifnei zokim is a person is zeichet to yirishamayim. Vadalt bifnei zokim v'yireisim elekecho. So that schar he wanted. He wanted the schar of Yerushalayim. Fakir, that is amutadik yischar. Let us say that's pshat al tiyah kavodim hamishamshim esav arav al menas l'kabi pras shalei menas l'kabi pras ve'em Yerushalayim aleichem. Aval kaponim, if that's your whole intent, that you should be zeichet to Yerushalayim, that's amutadik incentive. The kabel bu agre, nofak osa yinuke deveirav. Omalei, my agmeroch rabach. What did you learn? Omalei, he said, we learned today two halachas. Kishais boire pri adom. And kishais you make a boire pri adom. And haps you make a boire pri adom. And chaziz, shahakol niya bedvori. Chaziz, that is shachas. That grows, that's the tchilas atzmiche, they cut it and then it grows again, you make a shahak. Omalei ad rabbe ipche mistavre, the svar is punkverkehrt. Hai me are komarbi. Chaziz comes from the ground, this grows from the ground. So memele, then you should make a boire pri adome. Vahai me aviro komarbi, these haps, the giddle is from the avir. It doesn't grow from the ground. It gets attached to thorn bushes. But it's not planted. It doesn't grow from the ground. So memele, so kishish, you should make a shahakel. And chazis, you should make a boire pri adom. Zok the gemara, aber vehilchese ki yenuke de veirav. Aber the aloche is not the way Rabbi Zeira said, no, like Yenuke de Veirav. Why? My time, hai gmar peiri, vahai lav gmar peiri. Chazes, that's not the tachlis of the peiri. The peiri is it should grow to the full giddle, and then it's a machel. This what you cut it before the gmar peiri, that's not the tachlis of the peiri. That is not called the pri o adomo, that's not the pri that is aimed to grow. So therefore you make a shakel. Kishois, this is the gmar peiri. So memela, therefore you can call this a pri, this is the pri adomo. Mai de kamret, hai ma, but you have a different haore. Hai ma are karobi, va hai ma vira karobi. You ask the shayla that kishois is yainik mea avir, lohi. Kishis nami ma are karobi. Vaharaya the kachazinan, the katlidan, la lehizmise, if you'll kill the thorn bush that it's growing on, umaisa kishusa, so the kishus will also die. So we see that the kishus are fault yoinik from the kark. Zogt Rashi, kishus godel behizmi, it grows on hizmi, ve'ein loy shayrish bekarke, there's no shrashim in the karke, ele mehizmi tzomach, it grows from this thorn bush. Kisha is gmar peiri, ve'nikra peiri. So maybe you can make a boire pri adom. Dekotli lehizmise, shekoitzitzin ahizmi, umaisi kishusa, and then the kishas will die. Alma ilo yonke me'ara le'ravye, they cannot continue to grow without some yonike from the oret. So it seems through the hizmi it is epsyonik from the karke. So that is sufficient to give it a shem pri o adom. Zog the gemara weiter. We had before a member of Rav, that Rav said, Am Rav Yudah Mishmeida, Rav Shmuel Bashir's Mishmeida Rav, Loi Bechazes, Veloi Bekofnis. Let us, before we see the Gemara further, let us see Tosis. Vahai Lav Gemar Peirihu, Chazes is not a Gemar Peiri, therefore you make a shakel. Behoda Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, we had before no medal of kishes bechozes mevorchen aleihem beire pri adome, or kimne bedagno naisa. That's chozes that grows in a gine. So this shachas, it seems, that's the gemar peiri. This is a machel that is eaten. So there's a teiras gemar peiri. Mashenkin, that what grows besode. So that's not the tachlis of the peiri. So memela you make a shachel. So we had before that kofniyos, which Rashi had said pshat before, tmorim roish shloi bishlo kol tzolcho. That these are not right, these are dates which are not completely ripe. So Rav said, ein ma'arv. So it seems it doesn't have a teres machl. Frag the Gemara, vosanye, we learned in the Baraisa, kul nikach bekesef maisa. One is permitted to purchase kul bekesef maisa. What is kul? Let us see Rashi. Dovar rach hanoisef al hadekel b'chol shonet. Rashi in Brochus explains hanoisef al hadekel means these are the extensions of the branches. That in the dekel, so the year that the each branch extends, so that year is the extension is soft, it's edible. By the next year, it gets hard. Dovar rach hanoisef al hadekel b'chol shana. V'koidem sheyegiyu yemois hakshomim b'yiskashe v'yeyosa eitz kori leiku v'toiv l'machalu. This doesn't taste too bad. It's good to eat. So, kul nikach bekesef maisa, zutrashi de pri mi pri u gedule kaku. So, there's the tnoim for kesef maisa. Ve ein metame tumeis oichlen. Ve afilu chishev olov lahachiloi. Afilu, he thought he would eat it. It's also not metame tumeis oichl. The lav oichl. It is not an oichel. Even though Tosfos Rashi said before, v'toiv l'machelhu, but the lav oichel, l'chayre, Rashi is saying as follows, an oichel means something that is oimed la'achila. So that's l'chayre what Rashi is saying, that this kul is not oimed la'achila. So if it's not oimed la'achile, Rishayim being a posik, for tumas oichlam, it says, mikol oichel asher ye'ochel, every oichel asher, something that is oimed to be eaten, that has a teiras oichel. So this is not oimed to be eaten, even though it's a machel, even though it's edible, and because it's toiv la'machel, it tastes good also, but it is not oimed to be eaten, as we'll see in Tosfos, because Lamaisa, people want it to remain. If you're going to trim your trees each year, and that which grows from the dekel, you'll be eating it up. You're losing out. It's accomplishing a better purpose by remaining on the tree, and peiros are coming out of it. So memela, it is not an oichel. Davitumas oichel, it has to be oimed lehei ochel. And machshove also doesn't help. Bafilochishev olav laachiloi, the lab oichelu. It is not an oichel. So let us see again the Baraisa. Kul nikach bekesef maiser. Bekesef maiser, you don't need something that's oimed laachila. It's sufficient if it is it's a machel. Ve'ein metame tumes oichelim. Here you need, for tumes oichelim, you need a cheva teres oichel asher yeyochel. Ve'kofniyais. These are again the tmorim rois shalonis bashlu. Nikoches bekesef meisa. This has a teir, yeah, this is, it's not worse than cool, but here it's better. Umetames tumes eichle. This is metame tumes eichle. This is a teiris eichle also. Rabbi Yehuda imer, keir hareyu ke'eitz l'chol dvorov, el shenikach bekesef meisa. So later we're going to see what Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on the Tanakama by Kur. Bekofni is arei hen kepri l'chol divrehem. Elo shepturais mina maisa. Spotter for maisa. Abo l'chol divrehem it has a teiris peri. So let us see Rashi. Ku areyu ka'eitz l'kamen porich einu tanakamis. So what is the machlokes in Kul between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam? Ela shepturais min ha'maisa. Why is it potter min ha'maisa? The loy nigmero melachto. It's not the gmar peri. By maisa we need gmar meloche, gmar peri. L'tanakam ha'yoveis l'chol mili peris nino. There's a din peris for everything. O midiktoni metamois tumes oichlem, alma oichlenin, but al kaponim, the kasha is, the kasha the Gemara it seems is not medame, that would it's nikach bekesef maisa, the Gemara is medame, al kaponim, but here's a teiris oichl, so here's a teiris oichl, so why is ein ma'arvin behem? That's the Gemara's kasha. Zit the Gemara. Hasam bedenischani. So the Gemara answers, Hasam diktani mitamois. That what we had over here, Sai the Tanakama, Sai Rabbi Yehuda holds, that kofniyois are mitamatumas oichlem bedenischani. The kolim zacharim, she'oisin kofniyois, ve'einam nasim tmorim. This is speaking about the kolim zacharim. From the kolim zacharim never comes out tmorim, which means a ripe fruit. The best that comes out from the kolim zacharim is kofniyois. The kofniyois hu gemar peiron. That's the gemar peiri. That is the gemar of vadekel zacher. We like them oisam benissen. And these are pictenissen. And others are geires benissani. That's why they're called, the schorim are called, the nissen dikid the column. Because whatever, how ripe they're going to become, they reach their maturity in nissen. Vahanu oichleninu. So this is a teiris oichl. This is the gemar peiri. V'chikoma Rav, that's what Rav said, that ein ma'arvin b'kofniyes, b'dekolim nekevis. Shekofniyes shalahem nasim tomorrow, there can become tomorrow. Hilkach akati loy gemar peiri. So there, it doesn't have a shame gemar peiri. So memele, so that's why it's won't be metametum esoichlem, it doesn't have a teres oichel, it's not finished yet. This is the gemar. This is the Gemara, and that is not the Gemara. Fragt die Gemara, Ihochi, if we are speaking about the Kofni is from the Kolim Zachorim, Vaho Leimer Rabbi Yehuda Pturais Min HaMaisa, does Rabbi Yehuda hold by the Kolim Zachorim, which this is the Gemara Peiri Shalem, that they're part of Min HaMaisa, Vosanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Lehuskiru pagi beis yuni, elo leinyan meiser bilvat. Others said there's a shir in pagi beis yuni. These are ta'enim which never become ripe. So others said it's negeya legabi shviyis, if it's kolo, if kolo lechaya minasodis, so you look at pagi beis yuni. Have you said lehuskiru pagi beis yuni, elo leinyan meiser bilvat, pagi beis yuni, Vahini de Tavina Chayovim Bemaisa. Now, Ahini de Tavina, this is Kofniyais of the Kolim Schorim. So we see Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Kolim Schorim, that the Kofniyais of the Kolim Schorim is Chayiv Bemaisa. So how could you tell me? You just wanted to tell me as follows. That the machloikis, the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda, speaking about the kofnis of Tkolim Schorim, there it's metametum esoichlim, because that's the Gemar Peri. And that what Rav said, Eim Ha'arvim Bekofnis, is speaking about the Kolim, the Kavis, which is not a Gemar Peri. So the Gemara says, you can't say that. Because Rabbi Yehuda says over here that it's potter min ha'maisa by these kofniyos, and Rabbi Yehuda himself said ahini d'tuvine, which is kofniyos zechorim is chayovim b'maisa. Zot Rashi yazoi loyhuskeru b'tesefta d'shviyase u'maisa b'gmorah d'psachim b'gmokim shenogu. Oichlum b'teinim at she'ichlu pagi b'isuni. Rabbi Yehuda imer b'isuni mokim. Pagi teinim heim shalom yizbashlo. Ahini hen kofniyis. V'hanach de tevinu kulum schoreme. U'mishem ochi chayovim b'maiser de gemar peirahu. V'chol shkein de gemar peirahu l'shar mili. So zicha gemar peiru l'gabi oichlum also. So al koponim, so we're back to the kasha. You wanted to be matche. That they're speaking about kolim zchorim, that's not true. The kolim zchorim, Rabbi Yehuda is also moided of its chayiv b'maisa. So kolchoch, they're speaking about the kolim nekevis. Vavol piken de moided that is tumas oichlin. So b'zev tis tumas oichlin, hot is a teiris oichl, but here's a teiris oichl, so why is ein ma'arvin bekofni yois? And for the Gemara, Ela la'olam lav benischani. No, it's not speaking about the kolim schor. It's speaking about the kolim nekevis, and that is true. The kolim nekevis, say according to the Tanakhama, say according to Rabbi Yehuda, are metametum es oichlin. Ah, you ask the kasha if it's metametum es oichlin. So why is it posel zakosha la'arevoy? L'inyin tumes oichlin shani k'dama Rabbi Yochanan hoyel v'roy lemaskon al yedei ha'ur. That means that since it is possible to tatake, it's not gemar peiri. It's not gemar peiri. They could have stayed longer on the tree and they would become ripe. But v'yochel lemaskon, zogt Rashi, afal pi sha'achshav bekat nuson morinheim, but even though they're morim, you could be mamasiket, so memele, so that has a teires oichel. A teires oichel applies to something that, to a tikkun, it's roi lachile, even though now, at the present time, it's not roi lachile, but that gives it a teires oichel. Aye, so why didn't you say the same inyan legabi eruv? Aval inyan eruv beine midi dechozi bahishaite. You need that. It has to be kainah shvisa now. The whole lundis of the kinyan shvisa is b'moke mezayne sham dirase. This is not mezayne. He can't eat it now. It's not edible. Bahani loy maskinu. Haloy maskinu. He did not sweeten them. Ule'inyen Meiser. What is the svore? Now, why isn't it chayev b'meiser according to Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda says that it's not chayev b'meiser. If you say hoil v'roil l'maskon is enough to make it chayev b'tumas oichlem, that it's metam b'tumas oichlem, so why isn't it chayev b'meiser? Mishum d'loi gmar peiru. Because it's not the gmar peiri. This peiri has a potential of it can... It's not the gemar of the peiri. Is v'kan shoyel aben, so what is the svor of the Tanakhama? So the Rashba says the Tanakhama holds that since it's roi l'achil al yedei misuk, that also is Hashem gemar peiri. That means that's enough to give it Hashem gemar peiri. And Rav Yehuda holds you need dum yed dogon v'sirosh. Dogon v'sirosh mitzad atzmo is a gmar peiri. So memele, that's what you need. So that's the machloikis. Lagabi tumas oichlem, it's good since it's roi to become a oichol asher yeochel. Even though you need a tikkun, but that also falls into the category of oichol asher yeochel. Ma'ase ein kein le'inyan ma'iser, there is a machloikis already. Ab Yehuda holds that since you need a tikkun, das felt gemar peiri. And then the Tanakhama holds it as a balagabi Erev. Erev, it has to be Royal Achila now. And since it's not Royal Achila now, so Mamela, it's not kosher for Erev. So the Gemara said that this svare of Royal Maskon is a member of Rabbi Yechanan. Kidiyama Rabbi Yechanan hoil the Royal Maskon idea u. Hochenami hoil the Yochel Maskon al yedeha u. Fragt die Gemara ve heiche itmar de Rabbi Yechanan. What did Rabbi Yechanan say hishtik teure? Hoil the Yochel Maskon. The Sanya, we learned as follows. Shkeidim hamorim. There are two types of shkeidim. The shkeidim mesukim and shkeidim hamorim. Shkeidim hamorim, ktanim chayovim. Ktanim, if you harvested the, when they were small, so they're chayiv b'maisa. Why? Because when they're small, they're mosaic, they're not bitter. Even though it's a bitter mean, but it's not bitter enough to make it not roil achilus. And mamela it's chayiv b'maisa. That's ktan gedolim. But if you left them on the tree and they grew, then they get very bitter. Pturim. So that's potam in mamaisa because it doesn't have a teiris machol. Mesukim. What about shkeidim mesukim? Gedolim chayovim. This is the gemar peiri. Ktanim pturim. Rab Shimon b'Rab Yosi Oimer Mishum Oviv Ze v'ze liftu. Rab Shimon b'Rab Yosi said by Shkeidim Hamorim, that's how Tosis learns Pshat, by Shkeidim Hamorim Ze v'ze liftu. That what? That Ktanim are also potter. V'omri lo Ze v'ze lechiv. That both are chayiv. Omer Rabbi Loi, Hoyri Rab Chanina Betzipoyri, Kedivraimi Zevizelef Tu, the both are potter. Ulamandi Omer Zevizel Chiyuv Lemai Chozi. So why, how, Lemai Chozi? So why are Gedoilim Chayev? It's Morim. Omer Rabbi Yechanin, Hoyul Veroyle Miskon Al Yedei Ho'u. Since she can be memasik, the shkeidim hamorim hagdoilim al yedei ha'u, so that makes that it should be chayiv b'maisa. So that's how the Rashba explains as follows. The Gemara was brought down Rabbi Yochanan legabi kofniyis. The Gemara said that kofniyis is mekabel tume. We're talking about kofniyis, this is tmorim aroim from the kolim nekevois, which they are not ripe. The one says this mekabel tuma hoyel v'yochel amaskon al yedei ha'u. So that's how we are explaining Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's potom in amaisa, but the Gemara mentions he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. And the Rashba explains that Rabbi Yochanan himself, the svara of Rabbi Yochanan, was said legabi chiyav maisa. Rabbi Yochanan explained by shkeidim amorim hagdoilim achayev b'maisa, because hoyel v'yochel amaskin. So how does it stim? So the Rashba explains, this is how it stims. Be'emesin, if hoyel v'yochel amaskin can give it a shame peiri legabi maisa, that's be'emesin the machloikis, the Tanikame and Rabbi Yehuda. We mentioned before Rabbi Yehuda holds that Gabichi of Maiser has to be Dumye to Dagon Vesirish. That is Roy Lachila now. You don't need a Tikkun of Misuk. That's Rabbi Yehuda's for it. And that is going according to the man the Yom HaHod Zev is Elif too. They don't hold the svar of Hoyel V'yochel HaMaskon should help the Gabi Maiser. The Gemara just brought down Rabbi Yehuda in Svarim. That just like Rabbi Yochanan said the svar according to this Tane, that holds Zevizel Achiv, the Hoyel V'yochel HaMaskon, and that's like the svar of the Tane Kamet, that Hoyel V'yochel HaMaskon, so it has now a shame oichel, legabi maiser, so who had in according to everyone, legabi tumas oichel, but it's called the oichel asher yeyochel. Ktanim chayovim, let us see Rashi, mishum shehu gmar peiri shalahem, shekshegdeilim nasim morim. So this is the gmar peiri. Gdeilim pturim imaisa, the lab oichol nino. Mesukim, by mesukim, shkeidim mesukim, ktanim pturim. Deloi nigmur, that's not the gmar peiri. Zev is ze liftoir. Morim ben gdeilim ben ktanim. Gdeilim, deloi uchlo. Not edible. Ktanim deloy peire. That means it didn't become a peire yet. When it's in a small form, chayrash means it's not the gemar peire. That's not the peire. The peire is when it becomes godel. Zok the gemara weiter. Omar ma. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ku hareyu ke'eitz l'chol dvorov. Elo shenikach bekesef maisa. That was the svar of Yehuda, and the Tanakhama said, "Kul nikach bekesef maisa, ve'ein metame tumas oichlem." So that's the same like Rabbi Yehuda said. That's hari keitz lachol dvor. Elo shenikach bekesef maisa. Frek de gemara heinu Tanakhama. So lachayre the Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama say the same thing. Sneaker of a case of mice, and it's a matama to mesoichla. Omar Abaye Sholko Vetignu Iko Benayu. The nafkemina will be if Sholko Vetignu. Vetignu Zaktrashi Beshemen. Fried Pelaz. He fried it. Le Rabbi Yehuda Afilu Sholko Vetignu Einei Tome. It is not Tome. Doesn't have a shame oichel. But on the kame, im sholko v'tigne mitame. Deloi omar hareyu keitz. Eitz, is that what the Tanakhama says, that it has a shame eitz, it doesn't have a shame oichel? That is before you were shaylik it. Eitz, you have the raw product of kul. Even though Rashi said before it is a toiv lamachl, it's good to eat, but it's not eaten. It's not an oichel asher yeochel. It tastes good, but it's not oimet to be eaten. But when you fry it, then it becomes an oichel asher yeochel. Then one could find it on the menu. This is an oichel that's oimet lachile. And for some reason, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it doesn't have, that even shleike in Tigun will not make it a shame oichel. That's how Abaye wanted to be mevayer the machleikes the Tanakhama Rabbi Yehuda. Maskif lo rove, mi'ike leman de yomar sholke v'tignoi loy. How could you say such a thing? That Rabbi Yehuda says that even though you were shaylikit, and now it tastes very good, and it still doesn't have it doesn't have a shame oichel. Vahasanya ha'oir vahashilye skin of a behame ain metamin tumes oichlem. It's not metamin tumes oichlem. Oir is not oimit to be eaten. Oir she sholkoi vishilye shechishe voleo metamin tumes oichlem. Oir she sholkoi is metamin tumes oichlem. So, weistois, that shlike makes it for an oichel. That means even though oir is usually oimit, normally it's going to get hard by itself. It's used for wallets, for shoes. But al kaponim, if one will be shoylikit, when it, so lemaise, it becomes a machel, and it's metame to mes oichel. And ashilye is afilo onshiluk, vishilye afilo b'machshav agredise. It also helps. Shilye, Dachsame, the Ritva explains, normally people don't eat it out smos, but Shechishe v'leo metame tumes oichlem. So the Gemara holds that you can't say that kul sheshilke should be worse than oir. Oir is also not oimid to be eaten, but if shulke becomes a machel. So memele, there's no legitimate reason to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, kul by shilka, you should not become a machel. I don't understand clearly why shilye is not oimed to be eaten. But shechishvoy, but if he was machashiv to eat it, so the machshava greider helps. Even though it's not oimed, machshava greider helps. I really don't understand why by kul, Rashi mentioned before, Eini mitam betumes oichel vafilo chishev olav lachiloi delav oichel hu. So I don't understand. I mean, Rashi said toiv lemachol. Toiv lemachol means that it tastes good, but it's not an oichel. That's how the Rishonim amavair. It's not oimed leheyochel. It tastes good, but it's not oimed leheyochel. So a shilyeps. Bachsam in the Ritva says it's not oimed lachil, it's mos. But if a person machshava helps, I don't understand why machshava can't help by kul. Not the count in these inyonim. Al koponim, we're back to the kasha. What is the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? You can't say the way Abaye said that Shilkai Rabbi Yehuda will hold that it's not metametum es oichlam etzichan not mestava. Shilkai is not worse. Shilkai of kur is not worse than shilkai of oil. Elo omar Rove. So Rove says, you know what the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is? Ike binayu broche. The nafkemina will be, which broche do you make? Which broche do you make on kur? The itma we learned is a machlokes amayroi. Kur, Rabbi Yehuda omar boire priyadom. Ushmul oim omar shahakol niya bidvori. Rav Yudah omar boi repriyadom uchlu. It is an oichel. That means it's a machel toif. So this is a priyadom. This is not the iker peiri of the dekel. The iker peiri of the dekel is the tamarim. So memele, and the iker peiri you make boi repriyayitz abor koponim, and this you make a boi repriyadom. Ushmul omar shahakol niya bedvore, kiven shesoife lahakshes. Since the sof is, it's not oimed, a priya dome means something that's oimed leheyochel. This is not oimed leheyochel also, because it's going to get hot. Loima vachinene lave beire priya dome. Omar le shmul rab yehude, so shmul who said that you make a shahakol, so he told rab yehude, shinene kibosech mistafe. Even though I said you make a shahakal, but it's mistava the way you said that you make a bir priyadom. Why? That's knowing a radish, shesoifoi lahakshais. If you leave it in the ground long enough, it's going to get hard and will become unedible. And you make a bir priyadom, even though soifoi lahakshais, but if you geizes it before it gets hard, you make a bayer priyadom. So kur should be the same thing, even though it's oimed lahakshayis, but al kolponim, if you cut it before it got hard, you should make a bayer priyadom. Zuk de gemore velohi, even though Shmuel said he understood of Yehuda very well, apikain, there's a difference. Tznoin noti in shiadaita de pugla. The whole netiyah is a daita de pugla. The netiyah is that the one should cut it when it's still soft. So that is the peiri. Dikla loinote inchi a daita de kure. But by dikla, people don't plant it that they should cut it when it's still soft. So memele, so therefore it doesn't have a teiris peiri. We paskin like Shmuel that you should make a shahakal. Zogt Rashi. Baruch ike benayu. Letane kame poire priyo adome. Rabbi Yehuda shahakal the soife lahakshes. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Kore ke eitz lachol dvoro. You make a shahakal. So it comes out, Aisis, that even though it's a machlokes yochid v'rabim, we paskin like Shmuel, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Adaita de pugle, lo'oich loik shuhurach. that's why it's planted for. So Mamela, so it has a teres peri, if your guys is it when it's still rach. Zog Teisvis. Kul nikach bekesef meiser, ve'ein metame tumes oichle. That kur is nikach bekesef meiser, ve'ein metame tumes oichle. That's I like the Tanakame, and Sai, so it doesn't have a shame oichel, we said before. Taima, the beperik bo simen porich gabikoisht vechimon veroshe psomim. The Gemara asked, how do you split the hair? Ini kochim bekesef maiser, so there's a shame oichel, the tamatumas oichel. Umasik, so the Gemara says, you're right. And you can't split it. The nimnu v'gomru she'ein nikochim bekesef ma'isa ve'ein metamim tumas oichl. But you're right. That tumas oichlin in kesef ma'isa is totally ho b'ho. V'hochik toni, and here we do split it. The kul nikoch bekesef ma'isa ve'ein metamim tumas oichl. V'yesh loimel v'aday hosom Ichozi lachile habi oichel v'shape kerinem bei mikol oichel asher yeyochel. These macholim, they're used achsachmir for tavlin. So the Gemara said memonavshech. If it's v'reza teires oichel, so it should be metametumes oichel also. If tavlin don't have a teires oichel, it should be metametumes oichel. There the Gemara asked the gewaldike memonavshech. Because it's oim metake for achila. If the achila of tablin has a shame achila. Aval hoche ku leimikri oichel. It is not called an oichel. Given the seife la hakshays, leinoti dikla adaita dekure. So memele, lechere sotaisis means to say, that legabi, as we mentioned before from the Rishonim, that legabi tumes oichlam, you need oichel asher ye ochel. An oichel that is oimet to be eaten. This is not oimet to be eaten. The seife la hakshes leinoti dikla abaita dekure. So it's not called an oichel asher ye ochel. Amikomo kem nikich bekesef meiser, ta hashtu rach vave pri mi pri afogav doloi havi oichel. That means even though it's not oimet to be eaten, but the sotach nitz a kesef maisa. The Gemara said that kofniyois is mekabel, is metame tumes oichlem, according to everyone, hoil v'roi lemaskon al yedei ha'u. Since it could be memasikid al yedei ha'u, so memele, so that gives it a teiris oichl. Asher yeochel. V'kul frektach teisves avol gav techozi al yedei shleike v'tigun. Frektach teisves if hoyel v'roi. That means even though you have to do a pu'ula. Kofni is you have to do a pu'ula to it. And al yedei this pu'ule, it becomes roi lachile, so it's metamatum es oichlam, it has a teires oichl. Cool, the Gemara said, if you'll be shaylik and you'll be metagin it, it has a teires oichl according to everyone. Frektach teisves, so why don't you say hoyel, so why isn't cool now mekabel to mes oichlam? Hoyel v'roi lemaskoy al yedei shleike v'tigun. So Emerson, the Rishonim ask this kasha, and the Rishonim say that the lechera the svara we had mentioned before, in order to be metamet tumas oichlen, it has to be oimed leheyochel. So kofne yois be'etzem, this is a peri. It did not get ripe. So what do you do with it? It's aimed to be eaten. So even though there's a meriris to it now, so it's yimemasik it. It's aimed lemasik ayidei hu. So memele. So it's mekabel to mesoichlem. It's a oichel asher yeyochel. and it can't be eaten. There's an oifen to be misaken it, so mamelis mekabel to misoichlem. Ma she'ein kein kul, it's not oimit to be eaten. Okay, the Rashi said it's a machel toiv le machel. Now it's also good to eat it, but it doesn't have a shame oichel. The toiv le machel now, it is not oimit to be eaten. If you sat down and you were shoylik it or you're metagin it, now it's oimit to be eaten, and this matzit. But Kozman, this was not done with it. It's not oimit to be eaten. So it's not an oichel asher yeyoch. That's what the Ritva says. The Goyen Yaakov is Meir, why didn't Taisva say this? Taisva's fact that is your dekasha. So what's then for Taisva? So Taisva says as follows. Mishum dahavi ke'etz ba'almen. It has a teiris eitz, ele dechozi al yidei shlike, k'may oich de besamuch. Avol hoche de bekal yochel emiskon, choshev oichel, vav koide misik metame tumes oichel. Taisva seems to say that the chilek is, that's how the Chazanishan Uktsin learns pshat in Taisva, that the chilek is, what is necessary to be misaken it? If a tikkun kal would make it an oichel, so then lemaisa ku would also have a shame oichel. That means we see after shleika and tikkun, it's lemaisa tiches a teiris oichel. So if a tikkun kal could make it roi lachile, so Taisus held this would help a filu for even though it's not a oichel asheye yochel, but also have a teiris oichel. So Taisus says, but you don't have a tikkun kal. This is a more complicated tikkun that you have to do shleikes, a bishul merubo, tikkun. So here you don't say hoyel. Masha ein kein by kofni is a tikkun kal will help. Zev is a liftu, but omri lo zev is a lechiyu. We hear a machlokes by shkedim hamorim. If one man diomus, we had a three way machlokes. One said that ktanim are chayu b'mayis gdolim apota. One said both are chayu, and one said both are apota. Hamorim gdolim v'ktanim. Okay, this is going on shkedim hamorim. Avol ein leforish tekoi aktanim morim umesukim. It is going on ktanim, which are morim and mesukim. And so what's the svara is this, that both should be potter, is this, both are not a gmar peri, is this. Morim is also not considered a gmar peri, mesukim is, if it's ktanim, it's not a gmar peri. The besayf pei kama de chulin galsinem bereiv soma man diom azev is elachiyav gedoylem lemay chozi. What can you do with gedoylem? Yeah. This is in the other way around. According to this gil sadachsim, the maram said if we're going on zev is elachiyav, so why is it, so it's considered a gemar peri, L'cheir, it's very schwer. If Zev is Zev L'chiyuv, so the Gemara is Akasha, why is Zev L'Zev L'chiyuv? So L'cheir, we have to understand why shouldn't Zev is Zev L'chiyuv? K'tanim morim amechuyiv heistes because they're mosik heistes. In the mesukim, the problem is calls man the ktanim that not mosik, and that the Gemara answers yochel lemask. And that is what the Maram says. Nuchel liyashiv the poich lemay chozim aktanim mesukim. That's what the Maram says. He says you could learn pshat. He says that not the pshat, but you could learn why is ktanim mesukim chayev v'maiser? Because when the ktanim did not mesukim, and that the Gemara says that yochel maskon al yedei ha'u. Ike b'inayu broche. ולתנה כמה מבורך בוירי פרי אדומה. סקטייסס ואף על גבדל נמברוכה מקרי פיירי, מכל מוקים לחושב לתמי תומס אייכלן. סלחר בי תומס אייכלן, you need more than that, you need לחר אימד לאכילן. And that it's not. זוכת גמור הוויתה. גופה אומר רב יהודה אומר רב. קישויס וחזיז מערבן בהן, מבורכן עליהם בוירי פרי אדום. That they're good for, to make an Erev, and you make a bir pri adom. Frag the Gemara, kishois bekamo, what is the shear? How many, before we were learning the minim, which are kosher la'erev. Now the Gemara wants to know the kamos, how much do you need in order to have a shear of shtei sudis? Ki da omar rab yechiel kemolei hayad, o chinami kemolei hayad. That's by kishus. Chaziz bekamo, omar rab bartuvia bayitzok omar rab kemolei oizilto. Let us see Rashi. Kishus bekam avla mozen bei sudis. Damrina lekamon mozen shtei sudis la'erev. So what is the mozen shtei sudis? Because we have to know, mozen shtei sudis does not necessarily mean that you have enough of this machel to be kevei sud on it. If it's sufficient to be melafis as a pas, that's also considered mozen shtei sudis. This is the amount that is used the melafis as a pas for shtei sudis. Uzilte agudes yerek shekirchen ha'ikrim. That the farmers, this was a standard amount of the, it was a standard size how they were ma'agid yerokis. So memele, that's the shear by chaziz. Omar Rav Chelkiye Bartuvye ma'arvin bekalya. It could be ma'arev bekalya. Zutrashi kelach shel esev. It's a certain stalk of a type of a asev, because it's very hard. Frag the Gemara bekalya salkedaitach. It's kosheketz, it's not royal achille. Ela biyalke de kalya, the green chaylik, not the stalk. Vekamo omar rabbi yechiel kemolei hayat. Rabbi Yirmiye nofak lekiryoso. He went out to the Kforim, Zot Rashi, Lirois betvuwasa, he had tvuwa there. He went out into the suburbs, the Kforim, the Kleine Shtetlach. Bo minei mal la'arev bepoilin lachen. Can you be ma'arev bepoilin lachen? So, poilin lachen means these are the moist beans, they're fresh yet. So the Rashba says, Miktsoson Oichlin Oison Chaim. Some people eat it when it's raw. Afal Pisha Derech Shiva Zachilosan Hila Acha Bishulon. Usually it is cooked, but other people eat it raw. So the Shaila is this sufficient to give it a Teiris Mazain for Erevit? Mao La'arev Bepoilin Lachem. He went out to the Kforim. It's very interesting. Some of the Kforim, they didn't have too much of an opportunity to meet up with big Talmid HaChomim. So Rabbi Yirmiya went out. So they asked him, Mashayla, Lehave biyodai. He didn't know. Ki yosa lebei medroshe omru lei hochi omar rabiyanai. Ma'arvin bepoilin lachen. That you could be married. Vekamo omar rabi yechiel kemolei hayat. Omar Rav Amnune, ma'arvin betardin chayin. One can be ma'arev with raw beets. Eini. For Omar Rav Chizde, silke chaye, kotel gavre chaye. You can have a gesunte mensch, and elite raw beets is, loyaleinu. So memele, so it's mazik. So if it is mazik, so it doesn't have a teiris machl. So the Gemara says, no, ahu beboshel veloy boshel. Rabchizde said silke chaye doesn't mean that it's completely raw. If it's completely raw, then it's not bad. Then you could be ma'arev. But if it's partially cooked, then it's mesukendik. Ike da amri, omar rav amnune, ein ma'arvin betardin chay. You're not ma'arev betardin chayin, da omar rav chizde, silke chaye, kotel gavre chay. Frag the gemara, vaka chazinin de ka ochli, v'loi maisi, people eat it. Hosem beboshel, v'loi boshel, sarashi lens pshat, Ike dami omar rav amnune bachazin in shidochli v'loi maisi osi beboshul v'loi boshul. Ki koma rav amnune ein ma'alvin like before, beboshul v'loi boshul. That's mesukendik. Omar rav chizde, since we're speaking about tardin, tavshul shel tardin, if it was cooked well, yofel alev, that's good for the heart, v'toiv leinayim, v'choshkein livnei ma'ayim. Omar Abaye, that one does it have all these nutritional miles, Bohud Yosef Abeitofi Ba'ovid Toich Toich. It's cooked very long. Abeitofi Zakrashi Bekire Mokem Svisis Akdeire Ba'ovid Toich Toich Shemavushul Yofet. It's cooked very well, when it's tame kule atchani muach, it's mamish it started to disintegrate. It's the shahu roisayach, and while it's boiling, doime kemashmiya kelze toich toich. Omarov, hareini keven azai bishuki tverye. Zot Rashi, yoimo b'dicha havel el rov. This day, Rov was in a very good mood. Ba'omolul talmidov, hashte tzile datoi. Today I have a very clear head. Bareini mezumen lahoshiv bacharifes lochol mishi yashilein. Today, whatever you'll ask me, I'll be able to answer. Keben azay, shoyadoyresh bishuki tverye, v'loyhoye biyomav oiker horim kemoisoy, v'oye oimer kolchach me yisrael lefonai keklipes hashum chutz mina kireyach hazeh. So today I feel I'm in Abchina of Ben Azai Beshuki Tverye. No. So it's an opportunity. Omalei ahume rabona lerove. No. Tapuchim bekame. Tell me, what is the shear? How many apples do you need to make Erev Tchumim? Omalei vechim alvim betapuchim. He didn't even know that you could use apples to make a ruvi tchumim. There's a big machlokes on Rishonim, what's wrong with apples. The Gemara is going to prove that you can be ma'arev with apples. The Rashba says, very interesting, the Rashba says, Rova ha-yesoiver, she'ein odom ma'arev, elo bedovo, she'odom soimech olov machmasude mamish, Oyle lafes es apas. Either your kevei yisuda on it, or al koponim your melapis the pas, which is the kvi yisuda. So this helps you eat the suda. So this is a teira suda. V'tapuach lekinuach suda. A tapuach is not zicher. This for the kinuach suda you have ira tapuach, but that doesn't give it a chshivus of suda. So Memele, that was the svara of Rove. Just one second, let us just see Teisves and Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the last few lines. It's where it says on the first Taisvis, it says Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph on the side where there's a star, so the line afterwards. The Rove da Omar, v'chi ma'arvim b'tapuchin, l'chadudi ahumi de rabbonon ovid. That he just wanted to see if Yenna will be able to slug him up. He knew he could zicher be ma'arv b'tapuchin. The otter b'ilo aviyod, the niker pakasaf maisa, the aviyod, the aviyod, the aviyod, the aviyod, the aviyod, the aviyod, ואין להם את המיירי בתפוחים של יער, עוד רישיינים. So this is Tosfos Teretz. That Rav just wanted to see if he's on his toes. But Rav זיכן לו that he could be מהר בתפוחים. There's a third mahalach that other rishayim answer. The mayri betapuchim shel yar, the tzorich lemaska. That it's speaking about tapuchim shel yar, which are unedible take. And then that mokim, that's only tapuchim they had. They didn't have cultivated tapuchim. They only had wild apples. Dimkein lemaisi shapi mimasnis and the mila, so it's not raya from the Mishnah of Mila. Now let us see. So the Gemara asks Akasha, b'chim alve betapuchim, b'loi, Bosnan, we learned a Mishnah Me'ile, Kol Ha'oichlin, Mitztalf and Livsel as Agviyah Bachatzi Pras. There's a din, a Tumma de Rabbonon, even though an Oichel cannot be Metama person, the Maga, Kol Shkein Bachile, but mit de Rabbonon, if a person eats Oichlim Tmeyim, there's a Psula, but Rabbonon de Ketumma, Livsel as Agviyah Bachatzi Pras, if he ate the shear of a half of a pras is dalet beim, Rashi says, so this is two beim, so it's kol oichlem mitztav. Ubimozain shtei sudis la'erev, kol oichlem mitztav in pomozain shtei sudis, uchebeye letamei tumes oichlem. Kol oichlem mitztav in lechebeye letamei tumes oichlem. So Mamela, so the Gemara asked Androv, so the Gemara learned what's the Kash Androv. It says, Kola Oichlem Mitztafin, Lemozin Shtei Sudis La'irev. So Mamela, so Mestamed means Tapuchim also. Kola Oichlem. For the Gemara, Vahai Mai Tiufte, what's the Kash? Ilay Mishum Diktoni Kola Oichlem. Vahani Bnei Achila Ninu, and it says Kola Oichlem. Vahma Rabbi Yechanin, Lemaidim in Aklos, Vahmokim Shinemar Baychutz. It's taka an oichel, but you, by erevin, you need a dovo that you kevei all of suda all alav is a sapas. It says kol ein lamedim in aklolos. Elo mishum diktoni ubemozin shtei sudis la erev uchebei letamei tumes oichlem. So it seems that what the tane was masmech. Emozin shtei sudis to kebei latametumes oichlam, which really he should have been masmach kebei latametumes oichlam to the din of livsalas agviya, which both are hilchas tumim. And then put the last in. Since he was mavdal with erev and he put a kebei latametumes oichlam, so memeil it seems he wants to say that whatever is mitztarev letame tumes oichlem is mitztarev for a erev. V'ani nami beitemuyi tumas oichlem ninu. So memela we see not like Rove. Rove said, who says bachlal that tapuchim are good for erevin? No, we see they are good. That's the right of this baraisa. So we come and let's get back down to the kasha that was asked. Amar Rav Nachman tapuchim bekav. The sheer tapuchim, a kav of tapuchim. Zogt Rashi. Livsel as a gviyam ochel oichlum tmeim. Afal gav shein oichlum etam odem bemage. I ochel minayu chatzi pras. If yed a chatzi pras, einu shnei beim. Nivsel mi lechel betrume. So then he's not permitted to eat trume. Kedisam bepirkin de lekamon. Vachatzi chetzio livsel as a gviyam. Chetzio heinu pras. That's Loshen Prusa. Vachatzi, which is, and Vachatzi Chetzi Ahayna Chatzi Pras. Elo Mishum Detoni Erev Dumi Detumas Oichlam, Damash Mekolshe Metam Detumas Oichlam, Yesh Loi Mozoin Shtei Sudeis Chozil Erev, Vetapuchim B'nei Temuyeninu.